Hi, this is Ani.
And this is Katie.
And this is
Not Okay Cupid, where I take Ani on the exciting and strange and pandemic world of dating.
I think strange is the perfect word for this episode specifically. I will also add, I don't know, slightly life reaffirming pleasantly juicy.
Ooh, juicy. I love some juice. Yes. Okay, well, I mean, I always enjoy a text from Ani that says, we have to record tomorrow. That's when I know that something good happened. One of the last times was when she accused someone of stealing her Alexa. So, let's start with just an update of where you are, what's going on, who have you seen?
Following our last episode, almost, I would say, immediately after, I sort of had drinks with a friend and reassessed, kind of decided to reapproach the way that I'm going to start dating. So a couple of things that I just want to put down, and I think I'm going to experiment with it and see if it pans out to be a more positive experience.
Okay.
Number one being, I am going to let go of my bitterness regarding this idea that guys don't seem to plan the first date. What I'm going to do is instead, I'm going to plan the first one. I'm just going to take it on. I'm just going to do the first one. And then afterwards, give them the sort of like, okay, here's what I had, right? Now your turn, right?
Throw it out.
And
yeah.
if it, throw yeah, it out throw it them. Out there, make it a challenge, make it fun. I remember when I was dating Kobe that like the whole idea of a date challenge, right, was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to like have fun with it again and not sort of like, I feel like I'm doing the thing where I'm like compiling all the guys into this one mega guy that I'm very annoyed at, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
And that's unfair.
I think that's great.
Yeah, I think it's unfair for those guys to walk into that, and it's unfair to myself because I'm basically depriving myself of having a good time because of it. So fuck it, I'm gonna take the bull by the horns in the first date, and then afterwards, if they actually want to put in the effort, then it's on them for the second.
Yeah,
and we'll go from there.
Definitely. Also, like, and just to add too, like, a date can be fun doing anything if you really enjoy being with the person. So it doesn't have to be this extravagant, you know. Castle date.
You're so right.
Could just
be, exactly.
You know, even just a nice dinner with someone that you really have a crush on is fun, you know?
Exactly. And so with that in mind, I also updated my profile, right?
Okay.
Added a new photo that is a more recent photo. I would venture to say a sexier photo of myself.
Oh, do tell. Is it a boudoir?
It was a photo. It's like not a boudoir. I just look very good in it, and it's a full body shot. So like, you know, those are rare where you're like, I can post that, but without it being like overly photoshopped or like at a very deceptive angle kind of thing. Like, it's none of those things.
You don't have puppy ears in it.
Exactly. And I don't have it like basically like the photo isn't taken from like an aerial view of me.
With a drone camera. Yeah, totally.
Exactly. That would actually be hilarious, is like taking an actual drone photo of yourself, but you're still hitting that sexy pose. You know what I mean?
Yeah, with an arrow.
You're
says,
like,
that's me.
Yeah, that's me right there. I'm so sexy. So I did that. I bought myself a couple of OkCupid boosts, right?
Okay.
You know, the ones that put your profile up front. And I started chatting it up.
Nice. I like this new initiative.
I know. I was like just like hungry for it.
It's like the Adderall version of dating.
It really was. And like on top of that, I feel like coming off of our conversation from the last episode, I was like, you know what? Like, she's right. Like, I need to like, I'm a catch. Like, I need to go out there. I need to like do these things. And I wait for no man, right? If he's got no time for me, then I got no time for him.
Yeah.
So I actually have not texted Spanish Viking since I think this past weekend.
Oh wow. Okay.
Which is what I told you about when I was like, you better make it happen. I'm starting to forget that pretty face of yours.
Yeah.
That was the last time I texted him. I have not texted him since.
And he hasn't reached out to you
back either.
Okay,
exactly.
Well.
Exactly. And so that's a little bit of boy bye, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, granted, I get it. We're all workaholics in New York City. That's a mantra we all live by. But like, no, thank you.
I mean, I would say so, maybe you can keep him around as a fun, flirty, you know, when you need to connect, if you know what I mean.
Maybe.
You know?
I guess so. But I guess also I just kind of feel like that's... oh, man. Can I tell you something really creepy that just popped into my head?
What?
While I was saying that, I was like, that's kind of like a... And I was trying to think of like an idiom or something to, you know, the why buy the cup when you can have the milk for free? Like that stupid thing. But the first thing that popped into my head was, tough titty, said the kitty, but the milk's still good. Isn't that the creepiest thing to think about?
Tough titty, said the milk kitty?
Said the kitty. No, tough titty, said the kitty, but the milk's still good.
Huh.
It's a really creepy thing that like a serial killer in some show once said. Maybe it was like a Law and Order episode.
I don't know. That is a weird response to maybe you should just keep him as a booty call.
I know. It's super creepy. Anyway, so we're going to move past my serial killer idioms for a second. And so I started chatting it up. I have a lineup of guys. I'm very excited about a couple of them. I actually have. So we'll get to that. One in particular I'm very like super excited about. And I hope it works out because I think it's just in terms of things that we have in common. He's one of my tops. Right.
Amazing.
Yes. So, but we'll see. You know, he could also just be a weirdo.
Yeah, it's possible.
So, yeah, super possible. So, within that, there was a guy, and I'm going to say his name, and I'll explain why later, right?
Okay.
So, his name on the profile is Joffran, Joffran, I don't know how you pronounce it. Anyways, he's one of the guys that messages me, and I'm like... Yeah, cute, you know, like,
okay.
He doesn't have much on his profile, really anything on his profile, right?
Joffran.
But then he reaches out, Joffran, Joffran, okay. I don't know. I keep wanting to call him Joffran because it reminds me of Joffrey from...
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So, and you know how normally we never ever say the name of who I'm, but this is important, so I'm going to keep it. So he messages me and... instantly wants to get to the date, right? Within like five back and forths or so, he's already like, well, would you be interested in hanging out for like grabbing a drink somewhere? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. And he's like, I'm free this weekend. And I was like, perfect, right? Let's do it, right?
Yeah.
And I did my initiative. I was like, I'll pick the place. You know, you just tell me what day works for you. He's like, oh, what about Saturday? I was like, Saturday sounds great. Okay. So I am looking up restaurants, places with heaters, right, for COVID-friendly dates.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Katie, can you tell everybody you told me about that?
Yeah, on Instagram, COVID date spots. It's really, like, the best. And if you live in New York City, it shows all of the restaurants that have the best heaters or the best outdoor space. And, I mean, it's not just date spots. Like, that's what it's called. But it's, like, if you want to meet your friends for a great spot, you know, and you want to not freeze your ass off, check this out. So, yeah, COVID date spots on Instagram. We'll take any sponsorship.
It's a hashtag.
Yeah. Well, it's also it's a page that you can follow, too. It's not just a hashtag. But yeah, you can also look at the hashtag as well.
I didn't know it was also a page. I found it via the hashtag.
Yeah, it's covid.date.spots. And then there's also another one, COVID Dining NYC. So I follow all these just because I like to go out to dinner and not freeze my ass off. So it shows you like the best outdoor dining spots. So
like those with like ambiance. And anyways, I was like fully into it because I was already like sort of in that world, like looking up stuff and like wanting to figure out like what if I'm going to this area, where am I going to go? If I'm going to go to this area, where do I want to go? Okay, so I'm looking that up when I get a text from him around 4 o'clock yesterday. And he's like, you know, we could also meet up tonight. And I said, yeah, I actually have, oddly enough, a 9 p.m. meeting on Zoom for a client. And so I can't do tonight. And he's like, oh, okay. And then about an hour later, he's like, so I'm actually dropping off a friend in Borum Hill, which is right next to Fort Greene, which is, you know, kind of my neighborhood-ish. And he's like, and I always say that neighborhood and not the real neighborhood that I'm in.
Yeah, yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, which is right next to where you are. Why don't I just come by? We could just grab a quick drink. Okay. I really want to meet you.
That's so nice.
What he said was, he didn't say it that way. He said it, I really want to get a first glance.
Okay.
Which is an odd thing to say, but okay.
Yeah, I mean.
So I picked this restaurant that I like to go to because I know that it's got the little like cute little house seating thing.
Yeah.
It's got heaters and it's not terribly busy and the food's really good and so is the wine, right?
Okay.
So I told him, let's meet here. You said less than an hour I could be ready, right? So I got showered, makeup, hair, jumpsuit, right? All the things. And I walk down there and
serial killer idioms.
fully packed into my bags, Katie. Because tough titty, right?
Yeah.
So I get there. There's kind of nobody there. I'm like looking around the tables because he said he was already there. Whatever. Anyway, so I don't see anybody there except for like some guy by himself. So I walk up to the chef and I'm like, oh, because the chef's like working the whole thing. And he's like,
yeah.
I was like, hey, I'm back. Like, can I get a table? Whatever. And at that point, the guy comes up to me, right?
Oh, okay.
And I look at him and I go, whoa, that's he looks very different than his photograph, right?
Okay.
Like, his photograph is like of a Latin guy, right?
Yeah.
Latino guy with a beard, a great beard. This guy also has a beard, but looks more like, I don't know, like Persian, I guess.
Okay. Okay.
And I was like, oh. And he's like, hey. And like, I was like, maybe it's just like an old photo of him or something, like kind of weird, right?
Okay.
Because that guy in the photo was much younger than this guy, right?
Okay.
Like the guy in the photo looked like he was in his 30s. This guy looked like he was like in his 50s, right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we go and we sit down and I'm like, he's like, oh, you're beautiful, blah, blah, blah. I was like, thanks. And he's like, you're probably wondering. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, yeah, it's not me in the photo.
No.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did you call the police?
And I was like, oh, yeah, I was kind of wondering about that because you look very different. And he's like, yeah, I'm just very weird about like putting my photos on a website. And I just don't want anybody to quote unquote steal my photos and use them for other things, right?
Oh no.
And
no,
I was like,
no.
I gotta tell you, like, that's super sketchy what you just did, right?
Yeah.
But to be honest, the only reason I stayed was because I had just ordered a glass of wine.
Yeah,
I know that restaurant very well, and I
you
wanted
weren't
to
scared. Like you weren't scared.
I wasn't
okay.
Scared. And on yeah. top of that, I really wanted to like make sure I was giving money to that restaurant because they're awesome, and I want to make sure that they stay in business. That's honestly the only thing that was keeping me there.
No, that's fair.
But I was like, well, that's super sketchy, dude. And he's like, oh, I know. It's just and he tried to keep explaining it. He has a major accent, right?
Okay.
But then he told, this is where it gets good. Okay, so totally different human being, right? Shows up for my date.
Well, can I just ask one quick question? So how old did he say he was in his profile versus how old he actually
younger
was?
Younger than me. Oh, younger okay. than me. He okay. said he was 37, I believe.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And this guy had like major wrinkles, right? Like around the eyes. And guys don't age that quickly, right? Like
yeah.
they age, but like, it takes a while before the wrinkles really set in for guys, which pisses me off, but like whatever, right?
Yeah, I think it's hot.
This guy
yeah.
looked like he was like 50. I definitely think it's hot. I love the cowboyish look. But it's like he was at least 50, if not 55, bordering around that age, right?
Okay.
He also mumbles a lot. And ugh. I don't know if he mumbles because like he... English is not his first language, right?
Okay.
And I said, so where are you from? He's like, oh, I'm from New York City. And I was like, you grew up here? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, but like all your life, you know?
And he's like, yeah, I live down in like off like Jamaica, like the end of Brooklyn kind of thing.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, okay. And he's like, yeah, I own a house. Like my brother and sister also own houses around there. We all just kind of live in the same neighborhood. I was like, that's cool. He starts talking to me about money, right? Like he's a financial guy or whatever, like a financial accountant or whatever. And then, I know, so riveting. So then that turns into, he starts like talking about like stuff at work or whatever that was not super interesting.
Yeah.
But then he says, and then everybody's saying like, hey, blank, why don't you come with us for dinner? And I'm telling them like, guys, I can't go right now. But when he said the name, it was a different name.
Oh my God, get out of here.
Uh-huh. Then the name he has on his profile, the name he told me was his name.
So right? When you sat down at the table, did he say a different name?
No.
Okay.
And so then, like 10 minutes, 10 minutes later, I think he realized what he had done, right?
Yeah.
So then he says, oh, by the way, I should probably tell you, in my culture.
Oh, for the love of fuck.
People that we tend to get closer with, we call each other by our middle names, not our first names. The whole first name thing is very American. I'm like, but you said you're an American. You said you grew up in New York City. Like, motherfucker. Like, what are you talking about, right?
Decide. Anyway, so, decide your deception and stick with it.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
And all I did was like, I played dumb the entire time. And like, I was like, oh, okay, that sounds great.
I'm surprised because I would have been fucking furious. And I'm surprised you kept your cool. Like,
kept my cool because I wanted to see how much I could get out of him.
Yeah,
to be honest.
You wanted to see how far he'd push it.
And I also wanted to see, like, what are the extents? What are the red flags, right?
Yeah.
Of when you run into somebody that's like this, right? And
yeah.
How can you tell? Like, what are the things that they're going to do to try to make you believe? So here's where it gets really fucking good, Katie. So then we're talking, whatever. He's talking about financial bullshit, right? And then he says, my last girlfriend, I go, so how many of these online dates have you been on? He goes, you're the first one. And I'm like, I'm your first online date.
No way.
I was like, okay.
No way.
Yeah, it's great.
No way.
I was like, so then because you were married then, right? And he goes, no, I've never been married. And I was like, really? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, so then what have you been, like, what has held you back from online dating before this, right?
Right, right.
And he goes, well, just the whole, you know, the pandemic thing. And, like, I just, has kind of forced me to, like, meet people online as opposed to in real life, right?
Okay.
And I'm like, okay.
Fair, especially if you're fucking 55 years old, you don't know how to do online dating. I guess I'll kind of accept that.
Yeah, but if you're 55 and you've never been married, you know online dating by this point.
Yeah.
So sorry.
Yeah.
Like, it had to have happened by that point. So then he's like, basically, like, that's another lie to add on to the lie cake. This is where it gets really fucking good. He goes, so my last relationship, you know, I just felt like, you know, she didn't want to, you know, enough.
What? Lie?
And I was like, you know enough what? And he goes, I'm a man, you know? And so I like,
so
maybe I just want it more. And I'm like, what the fuck are you who do you think you are talking to me about this, right? Like, out of the fucking blue.
Joffrey.
Fucking Joffrey with your, like, go fucking eat whatever beads from a necklace and die of poison. You know what I mean? So then he goes, oh, and I just wanted to make this clear, as if like this was ever going to move forward, but whatever.
Yeah, totally. For our second date.
I just want to make sure you know. I just want to make it clear because it's been an issue in the past. When I bought my house, my sister needed a place to stay.
mm-hmm. And her son.
Mm-hmm.
And so they live with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me uncomfortable to bring over any women because mm-hmm. of that, because I just don't want it to be in the way of my sister.
Sure, and sure,
her
sure.
Son.
Yeah, yeah, your sister. That probably birthed uh-huh. your child, right? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
By sister, do you mean like legally wed sister? Like that
yeah.
kind of sister?
And you mean your child? Yeah.
Yeah. Uh huh.
I could see and that, how that would be weird.
Your child?
I could see uh-huh. how that'd be weird. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like. That's so like he just wanted me to know that like should anything happen, like we have to go to my place.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, uh-huh. I get that. I feel for him. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
wow.
then so that was the I would say the cake topper of the evening.
Did the you call him out?
Our eventual wedding cake, Katie.
Yeah, of course. Right. Did you call him out on it? Night. Did you call him out?
Were so
you
like, he goes. He kept talking. I kept trying to see if there was any more like juicy details.
Juicy,
there were no
yeah.
more. That was the biggest ones, right? At the end of the date, he goes, so I was like, okay, great. I paid, by the way, because he didn't drink anything.
What?
He didn't drink anything. So I, and like he got up to use the restroom and I was like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'm done,
okay.
right?
Okay.
So I hailed the chef guy and I was like, hey, can I pay up? And he's like, sure. So I paid up. He comes back. I was like, hey, by the way, I've already paid. And I was already putting my jacket on. And he goes, oh, okay. And I was like, yeah, and I have this meeting to get to. And he goes, well, so, like, what do you think? Like, I mean, I know it's weird that my photo wasn't on that, but, like, do you think this could, like, you know, go any further?
Oh, my God. Read the uh-huh. room, dude. Read the
uh-huh.
room.
And I go, listen, I got to be honest with you because I don't think you've been honest with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I'm pretty sure you're married.
Yeah.
I think that it's really kind of gross what you did.
Mm-hmm.
I feel sorry for your, and then I did the fingers, sister and your nephew.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not going to go there with it.
Yeah.
But you know, good luck to you and I'll see you around. And
yeah.
I got up and I walked out.
Good for you. Uh-huh. So I'm guessing no second date.
He's actually still here. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I think you need to report him to Bumble or OkCupid. Like, it's
oh,
kinda...
you're so right. I'm gonna do that. I'm definitely gonna do that.
I mean, I don't. It's not. He shouldn't, because he could do that to some other woman who's not as intelligent.
Uh-huh.
You know. And
uh-huh.
I don't know. I just think that's pretty fucked up. Wow.
Yeah, you're so right. I am going to report him, actually. That's a really good point.
Because
it's so, what a dangerous thing to put someone through.
Absolutely. And
you know,
that can
and
really...
by the way, he tried to pick me up at my apartment. He was
yeah.
like, let me just come and pick you up and then we'll go over there. And I was like,
yeah.
nope.
No,
I'm
going to
meet you at
him.
A neutral location. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because it's also the photo thing is like not cool because that's someone else's photo. So I don't know. I just
exactly.
think that's like, it's catfishing. Like, so, and whether or not
yeah.
he knows he's doing it, I'm not going to, you know, whatever. It's just, that's not cool. But man, was that guy married. So married.
So married. So married. And like, and how, like, so many lies in one sitting.
I almost would have respected him more if he sat down at the table and said, look, I'm married. I'm 55 years old. I hate my wife. like, I'm here to meet someone.
Uh-huh.
You know, why would have been like,
we're married,
shit,
but we haven't been in love for years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But like the lies, it's so gross.
Uh huh.
Also, come up with a better name. Like, wow, you know?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he should have done like Clint Eastwood, like something cool.
I know.
You know?
Drake.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know?
Uh huh.
Just like,
yeah.
I don't know, something better. Joe Biden. Something interesting,
uh-huh.
you know?
The beauty, though, of him thinking, that like I was like that all this time I've been like cool, I'm down, right?
Yeah.
And that he feels the need to set the bricks down for, by the way, I will be staying at your place all the time. No, you can't come over to my house.
Good. Yeah, as we embark into this future relationship, I should just let you know that you will never see the inside of my home because of my nephew.
Uh-huh.
Sure, sure, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure, sure, sure. Sure.
Wow, the balls on this dude.
The balls. The lack of balls, too, though. You know what
seriously.
I mean?
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, Ani,
yeah. So that's why I had to tell you, because it was, like, in much like in a police, like, interrogation kind of thing, like, I needed to give you the facts while I had all of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Before I start forgetting the later in the week. And I was like, we have to record. We have to.
I'm glad that you're laughing about it, because what a fucking dick. Like, but, man. So, okay. Uh-huh. Well, next.
Next. And, by the way, next is tonight. I have another date with a different guy. Uh-huh. And we will see what happens then. He seems very cool, actually kind of funny, seemingly normal, but okay. You know, we'll see.
Maybe we'll see he'll show happens, up and guys. Be 75 and, you know, who knows?
He's going to show up and be just like Alf, like a cool alien. You know what I mean? He's like, I like to eat cats. What's going on? I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, Alf. Once again, you foiled my plans.
God, I love it. Well, I'm proud of you for dating so much. This is, at least it's fucking good content. I don't know. I don't know what else to say to this one, but report that guy for sure.
Yes, so, I am going to. I'm going to do that right now. It's a great idea.
That's a first, but all right. Well, I'm proud of you, Ani. I can't wait to hear about the next date. So we're going to get these episodes going a little bit more rapidly as we do dates. I'm on the date, but
you know. As I rapidly date more. Yeah, exactly.
I love it.
Life is too short. We're going to do this. And once again, hashtag COVID date spots, or you said COVID.date.NYC.
COVID.date.spots. Yeah.
Check it out. You New Yorkers, get out there. Let's start supporting some small businesses that really need the help.
Absolutely.
By going on horrendous dates.
Guys, just do it. Jafar would want that for you. So,
yes. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's this week's episode of Not Okay Cupid. We are available on Spotify, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, or really wherever you get your podcasts. Everyone, give Ani a big round of applause for going through with that date, because I think I probably would have punched that guy right in the face, but I'm not as patient as you are, so...
Yeah. But, yeah. Listen, I gotta get the story. I'm the journalist of dating, guys.
Yeah. I love it. All right, everyone. We'll take care. We'll talk soon. Stay safe.
Bye.
Bye.